Coming to you from the greatest city in the world, Columbus, Ohio, this is the Fifth Line Podcast.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent.
Prepare yourself to be serenaded by 30 minutes of poetic podcasting perfection.
Gentlemen, you have my curiosity. But now you have my attention.
With Jordan Mills, Matt Pfeffer, and TJ Nokar, let's get this show started.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that?
Welcome into the Fifth Line Podcast. We are live here from the CBJ Winter Park outside their practice. It is cold.
Yeah, we're cold.
Yeah, we're
you're going to hear a lot of us sniffles and stuff during the podcast.
You're what? You're sniffing? You're coughing?
Sniffing, coughing, all the above, but it's totally worth it. All the guys here.
Yeah, we're literally like right behind the bench right now. It's kind of cool.
It's like they're all coming
should we pull them in for an interview?
Bombard around us.
Yeah.
Coming to us.
Thanks, Rob, for the awkward area that we have right now.
Well, it's not very many people get the experience of setting up behind the bench like we're a coach for the day or something.
Yeah, that's why we have our notes. We look all professional, but we're really not.
But like a year ago today, we were here for the All-Star game, and now we're back.
Yeah, that was really loud. Worst part was that last year we were here, it was cold and wet and muddy everywhere. So, yeah. I mean, at least this time it's just a little bit of snow still on the ground.
Frozen.
Cold.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
So anyway, what do we want to talk about, boys?
Well, first off, we're out here at the outdoor rink, put it back up for the second year in a row, and it looks beautiful again.
This is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
It does.
Yeah.
It's just as good as it was for the All-Star game. I think the same
except for this time, we get it for an entire month.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Plenty of opportunities to come and get cold outside and go skating on the outdoor rink.
Thanks to Worthington Industries.
Can I just say the best thing about today so far is seeing the players walk over from the arena and the players being transported in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah, that was great.
That's probably the goal.
Dude, that's totally country, man. That's like from where I'm from.
Corpus Olive was just, he was just like propped up on the toolbox on the truck, clothes and all.
Yeah, there had to be like what 8-9 players in the back of a Chevy pickup truck.
Oh yeah,
it's a good thing this podcast posts a couple days a day after we record it, so that way CPD doesn't hear this and go checking for any moving violations or anything like that. Yeah, so all the players are over here now. They've all been transported. Practice is underway. It's kind of funny to see the guys outside too, because I mean, like I'd say about a fourth of the team has eye black out here and everything too.
It's bright. I mean, I will tell you that. It's very bright out here.
You get any sunlight hitting off of a white ice surface, and it's going to get pretty bright out here.
I proposed to the Jackets that we actually mixed the morning skate with the public skate. So the practice with the public skate, I think, would have been a great idea.
That would have been mayhem,
sure. They said it would have been a little bit of a liability issue.
That's why you have waivers.
Yeah, you sign waivers.
So there might be a chance that you're skating behind the net, you know, just doing your rounds, and you take a 80-mile-per-hour slap shot or something.
No, good deal. Just shake it off.
Well, good
like,
thing.
Like Taylor Swift, my idol, just shake it off.
You know, speaking of taking slap shots, I don't know if either of you guys saw, but one of the players, Matt Hendricks for the Edmonton Oilers, took a slap shot to a area that most men would not like to take a shot to, and it actually dented and tore through his cup.
He thanked Bike.
Russ Athletic for saving him.
Now, Jackets are now doing a shootout here.
Yeah.
Both sides of the ice. We got a lot of action.
Seth Jones with the shootout here. 1, 2, 3. Oh, Corpus Allo.
Hey, tomorrow we got the Fifth Line 5K coming up.
Yes, we do, and me and Matt will be running that.
Yeah,
and
running.
In this cold weather and the fact that I have a hockey game like 2 hours after that, I'm not going to be running it.
Yeah.
Me and Matt might be like the last ones finishing.
Yeah.
I'll be there. I'm thinking about hiding out in Nationwide Arena and just kind of, you know, waiting for the ending, everyone to cross the line. Maybe I'll snap some pics or something.
Yeah. Are you going to go and photocopy one of our bibs and throw it on and just do the last, like, 10 feet of the run?
Yeah. That's my plan. I'm just going to you know, in life, you got to learn just to get by, and that's my motto.
He does the bare minimum that he needs to, which is run 10 feet just to get inside the arena to the wharf. Yeah.
Then there's me who has to pick up the slack when somebody does the bare minimum.
I will not even comment on any of that
there. Oh, okay.
So we're about to have a throwdown out here. The players are going to get distracted by your guys' bench brawl.
Jordan and Matt Pfeffer, or Jordan and Matt cousin brawl.
I don't know if you guys could hear that in the
family
background.
Family fights are necessary.
Hey, is there a pair of gloves here? We can just put them on and drop them really quick.
No.
Just go at it.
Speaking of dropping the gloves, I'm pretty sure Jared Bohl just completely undressed Corpusalo down there, or Forsberg, whichever one it is down at that end.
Too cold for that. Put your clothes back.
Yeah.
Yeah, these shootout drills are getting pretty interesting. You get to see the guys do some fun moves out here.
I heard there's going to be, like, the little junior jackets are having games at, like, 6 a.m. on this rink.
Oh,
could you
ouch.
Imagine coming out here at 6 a.m.?
I know the AAA
jackets.
That's their
practice times usually, though.
Yeah, I know the AAA jackets came out here last year and actually played a game.
But you know what?
Ice.
It's outside. It's so worth it, though.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Cool.
That's something that's
going
to be on everybody's bucket list, to play outdoors, and then right after that gets checked off, then you got to go somewhere north, I guess, where it's cold enough to freeze and go play on an actual pond. Pond hockey's where it's at.
But with all the great news, there is sad news that came out of yesterday's game.
Yep, and we're not talking about the loss itself.
Yeah, but Bob unfortunately left the game with an upper body injury, I believe.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
And he is out indefinitely. I believe Forsberg has been called up so far to replace him.
Yep, we've got Forsberg and Corpusalo.
Lake Erie has no more goalies again.
They're back down to Brad and that guy that they signed.
What position do you play, TJ, that you could maybe fill in for Lake Erie?
I've never played goalie, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah, I mean, give it 100. Matt was saying the other day, give it 110%. You try your best. You may fail, but if you try your best.
Yeah, that was a good quote, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Totally a good quote.
I mean, I might have the worst save percentage in all of, you know, professional hockey history, but at least I tried.
It's all right.
You failed daring greatly.
Did you see what happened to Bob? I didn't even
Not even. I looked down for about, I don't know, a minute, and then looked up, and next thing I know, there's a completely different person on the bench.
Yeah,
or, you know, between the pipes.
Yeah, I didn't see what really happened, but I'm interested to see the tape. But, I mean, I imagine – was it upper body or lower body?
I'm not even sure. At this point, I think it's still undisclosed because I haven't seen an official report that – I mean, granted, I didn't look at anything this morning, but at the time there wasn't anything.
I want to say the Jackets tweeted out upper body because, I mean, usually we're so used to his lower body and his groin, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, with Bob being out, obviously a lot of people are kind of down and out right now expecting, you know, more losses because our star goalie's out. But, you know, here's the thing. You know, this is just kind of a message to all of you fans. I mean, we've all been going through it this season. The ups and the many downs of this year combined with last year, you know, all the injuries and everything. Just remember one thing. A few seasons ago, Jarmo and JD took over this team, and they started with the brick-by-brick mentality, which was that they were going to build this team piece by piece and, you know, put together a winning team. Now, when they did all that or, you know, told us that, they said that it would be, you know, a building process, that it was going to take time. And I think that as fans, we got spoiled by the success of our team, you know, just missing out of the playoffs during the lockout season, making the playoffs the next year. Last year, even with all of those injuries, we still finished with a winning record and went on that hot streak at the end of the year. I think it kind of got to us that we forgot exactly what we were told, you know, in the beginning, in the get-go, that this is going to take some time. I mean, do players, you know, sometimes overachieve or, you know, go beyond expectations? Absolutely. And I believe that's what we saw. You know, was the players were just playing, you know, above where we were expected to be at this point in time. And I think that kind of got to us a little bit, and we're expecting so much more. And it's still, you know, a process we got to be patient with. A lot of people have been calling for, you know, the fact that players like Anisimov, Dano, Letestu, McKenzie, all these guys that have been, like, integral parts of those winning seasons aren't here anymore. But you got to look at it in the long run. Brandon Saad. You know, he's been everything that, you know, has been advertised. He's got plenty of goals, plenty of points. He creates offense for the team. And while Anisimov's having a great season in Chicago, who doesn't when you're playing alongside Patrick Kane? But you got to look at things, too, like the salary cap, something we're already facing as it is. Those guys are all going to these other teams making probably much more money than we could have afforded to give them at the time, which would have put us in a worse position had we shelled out all that money. So, I mean, I know some people out there, we've seen on Twitter and stuff, you know, a lot of people are upset, you know, they're questioning, you know, the front office moves and things like that. But you guys just got to be patient. Like, if you look at the bigger picture from start to finish and all the youth that we have coming up and everything, like, it just, it's there.
Listen, I have been patient for 15 years. What's another at this point?
Know, right? It's like, I mean, we're still gonna be in the stands. We're still gonna be cheering these guys on.
And I mean, look at us. We're currently outside. It's probably feels like 5 degrees.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're here. We're patient.
It's hockey.
That is the fifth line weather report brought to you by Jordan Mills.
You're welcome. No tornadoes today. I'd rather than be a tornado. I like tornadoes. They're fun.
But yeah, I mean, you can't sit there and just start putting in the bag and just saying, oh, well, you know, this is over. And
ain't nobody got time for that.
You know, we just need to stop fooling ourselves. Well, we're not fooling ourselves. We're just trying to win. I mean, we take it game by game.
My papers fell on the bench.
Me too.
Yeah, so the players are going to know exactly what we're talking about if they happen to pick up one of our papers.
Not talking bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could reach over and get it, but I don't want to. I'm too cold.
Jackets had something really cool yesterday. The dads got to play hockey inside Nationwide Arena.
That they did, a nice charity game. The players sponsored their dads.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And what I thought was really cool, last night's game, Dubinsky's dad and Atkinson's dad were both on the big screen. The very next play,
Dubinsky
scores,
yeah.
Atkinson had an assist.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. It was quite the coincidence. But, yeah, they have a first of its kind. The Father's Weekend is something that the Blue Jackets do every year. And I guess this year it's going to be a little shorter because they're on the road.
Yeah.
But the father's going to be traveling up to Boston to go watch the guys play on Saturday. But beforehand, they decided to put together a charity hockey game, raise money for the Blue Jackets Foundation, and the players sponsored their own dads out there. And it was kind of funny because you got to see guys like Bob's dad, who wasn't in goal. You're used to seeing the name Bobrovsky in goalie
gear. Skating
out
on the ice.
So I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, they showed us some clips of the dads out there skating, and in the end, they ended up raising $20,000 going towards the CBJ Foundation. So that's, you know, nothing to kind of...
I saw the dads last night when I was walking out of the arena, and I'm like, you could tell that those are the dads. Like,
Dubinsky's dad with the helmet on, I'm like, that is Dubinsky.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Seeing how I saw the name on the back of the jersey and everything, and I see part of the face, and I'm like, that's Doobie. Wait, no, he's a little too old to be Doobie, so they're definitely related.
I think if they do it next year, they open that up to the public. I think that'd be pretty fun to watch.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
imagine the dads getting
they could do it out here on the ice.
Yeah, imagine the dads getting the fans out there cheering them on or whatever, you know, just like they would their kids.
Yeah, that would be great.
But yeah, this is quite an experience. If you didn't make it out this year, I feel bad for you because this is actually kind of fun to watch. And these guys are having fun. They're almost like little kids out on the pond right now. So. Like, if this comes up around next year, you need to come out here. Just skip work.
You just mentioned that these guys look like they're having a lot of fun outdoors on an outdoor rink, which would kind of be a nice way to say that, hey, maybe these guys would really, really enjoy, like, a stadium series or a Winter Classic game here in Ohio.
I think that would be wonderful.
I mean, both sides of the bleachers are packed. People are standing along the glass. I mean,
heck, we even had to squeeze in, like, in the coaching area behind the benches to watch.
Just to practice.
This is service right here. We got our papers back.
Yes. Now I know what I can talk about.
Yeah, we were totally lost without them.
Yeah.
We just got our papers back from the bench.
Back to what I'm saying, like, you know, there's such a great turnout today just for a practice. I mean, Columbus, I think, definitely is warranted.
The weather is suitable
game.
For an outdoor game, that's for sure.
Hashtag CBJ in the shoe.
CBJ in the shoe. Need to make it happen.
Yeah, that was like the first like artillery thing that like kind of put us out there was the whole hashtag that Jordan came up with on New Year's. He was like CBJ in the shoe, and it just took off. And we were in this weather at the shoe 3 years ago.
I think it was colder. It was like 20 below.
Oh, yeah. Like my face was so numb. I'm sitting there talking to Clay Hall, and I'm like, hi, guys. We should do a game here.
Yeah, it's a definitely ideal situation, Ohio winters and, you know, something outdoor like ice.
Yeah.
We seem to get plenty of that and snow in the state. So.
Yeah, there's ice on the wood platform we're currently standing on.
That is true. I did not realize I've been on an ice patch this entire time. I'm surprised I didn't wipe out and
I'm actually doing all right. I'm pretty dry right here. Thanks, guys.
We're having a good time here from the outdoor practice. When we come back, we have a little game for you. We're going to try to grab somebody from the stands and do a little fun activity. So we'll be right back here on the This Mind Podcast.
March with us with the official Columbus Blue Jackets app presented by T-Mobile. Get breaking news, real-time game updates, live radio, seat upgrades, and more. Plus, now high school and college students can access Rush tickets on their phone. Just download the app and select CBJ Student Rush in the menu. Tickets start at just $15 and include a free offer from Papa John's. Go to bluejackets.com/rush for complete details.
All right, welcome back into the Fifth Line Podcast. We're back here with Jackson Lee. He is our game show contestant. Jackson, welcome in.
Thank you, sir.
And I saw your sign. You caught my eye. What'd your sign say?
It says Blue Jackets are greater than school.
I agree.
That's a great math equation right
and,
there.
So right now you're skipping from Bexley, so now the whole world knows.
Yeah, it's true.
Actually, all 10 of our listeners probably know.
I don't think we have any Bexley teaching staff, so I think you should be good. You know what's funny, though, is it's the second time that we've been outdoors now in the last 2 years. Outside for this rink or something, you
somebody
know, of that nature, and someone
has
skipped their school during their senior year to come out here for a Blue Jackets event and then been on our podcast.
Priorities, man, priorities. But, yeah, we have a game for you.
Okay.
You've got to answer these questions correctly. And then if you win, we have a signed Nick Foligno puck.
All right.
If you lose, you get nothing but the shame of losing.
All right.
So don't lose.
I'll try not to.
Okay. TJ, you start with the first question.
All right. During the – and these are going to kind of – some of these, because our next opponent's Boston, they're going to be Boston or CBJ related. During the 2013 Stanley Cup playoffs, Gregory Campbell broke a bone and continued to finish his shift against the Penguins. What bone did he break? A, his foot. B, his leg. C, his hand. Or D, his collarbone?
His leg.
That would be correct.
Correct. 1-1. Does he get the good all five? I didn't write the rules of this game.
I mean,
best
3 out of 5.
All right. Fair enough. CBJ's first ever win over the Boston Bruins came on December 8th, 2000. What was the final score of that game? 2-1, 2-0, 3-2, 3-1.
Answer A.
If you're taking a test and you don't know the answer, what typically, which one do you typically go to?
If you're on a Scantron, that is.
Right. Well, I kind of look at like a pattern of the past questions and the,
okay.
You know, maybe go back at the end of the test and
well,
see.
Well, this is not a standard test. There is no pattern.
Letters,
saying, like,
that
you
I
know,
used.
If you absolutely don't know the answer and it's A, B, C, D, which one would you?
C.
There you go. Yeah, you're right.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You got
three
that.
3-2 right.
Was the score of the first
two
ever
two.
Win over Boston.
Two
and that was
two.
The Blue Jackets' first ever meeting with the Boston Bruins. So
okay.
It's
fun
a great
fact.
Way to start off.
Fun fact.
All right. The next question. Which current CBJ player spent his college days in Boston? Brandon Dubinsky, Cam Atkinson, Josh Anderson, or Seth Jones?
Atkinson.
That would be correct. Cam Atkinson is a Boston College alum.
3-for-3.
Also won an NCAA championship there.
All right. Next question. Who leads the all-time matchup between the Bruins and the Blue Jackets? A lot of Bruins questions here.
I told you. It's all themed. That's our next opponent.
Oh, gotcha. I don't pay attention to things. Sorry. But, yeah, who leads the all-time matchup between the Bruins and the Jackets?
It's got to be the Bruins.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's closer than you would think, though. It's 11-7-0 is what their lead is. So all the Jackets need is just a handful of wins, and we've got them.
That's not. Yeah, it's not bad. I'll take it.
Yeah. And your last one, we're going to keep with that. How many teams do the Blue Jackets win a holding record against? 5, 6, 7, or 8?
8.
It's between 5 and 7.
All right, how about 6?
That would be correct. That's correct. Yeah,
sir, you just won a signed Nick Foligno puck.
The team.
I got 3 of them.
Yeah, no, you definitely, you actually did get 3 of them correct.
In my
you know,
eyes,
on
you got
his
all
own
5
so.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you're a winner on our
We're
show.
All
but
a winner.
You guys should both be teachers.
Yeah, I would be a great teacher.
No, we wouldn't. We'd be awful.
Oh, you know what? It doesn't matter.
But, yeah, no.
The students would love me, though.
Jackets have 6 teams they hold a winning record over. It's the Panthers, the Sabres, the Islanders, the Flyers, our friends due east, the Flames, and we also lead the battle of the expansion teams. We actually have a winning record over the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah.
And then there's another team, Winnipeg Jets. We're actually 10-10 against them, so we actually have a chance the next time we ever play them to take that series lead. But, yeah, so you're a winner with this podcast.
Are you going to be skating out here at any time?
Today I will not be, but, yeah, I'm definitely going to come back. I was out here last year for the All-Star Game. I went to the skills competition. And,
nice.
I think it's great. It's a lot of fun to be outside skating and, just enjoying the
downtown
Columbus.
It is fun. Can you skate?
I can. I used to play hockey
for
Easton Youth Hockey
What do you
League
mean, used to play hockey? I thought it's like playing. Once you start, you never stop. I mean, I didn't start until like a year or so ago, and now I keep playing.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy it. I love skating. I love the Blue Jackets. And just being out here outside downtown, I think it's great.
Yeah, you're one of the many, many people that braved this wonderful Ohio weather to come out here and watch this morning. Not to mention, I mean, you know, having school today and being here instead in the cold when you could be inside of a warm, you know, lovely learning
He's a
environment.
Senior. He's a senior. Who goes to class senior year?
I'm down here.
This is his senior skip day today.
Yeah.
But what's it like getting a chance to come out here and see these guys out on the outdoor rink doing some fun drills and shootouts and all that sort of stuff?
I think it's great. You can see different personality of the players. You know, certainly out here they're taking pictures and flipping pucks up to fans and banging on the glass. And it's fun to see these guys in a relaxed environment, not that, you know, always serious professional phase that you would see certainly during games. And So I think just being down here, seeing these guys have a little fun with the fans and being able to practice in a different environment outside, something you don't see very often, especially in Columbus. So I think it's been great.
That's something.
Me and Dave Metzel were talking before this, and we were talking about how they should do it at night under the lights, outdoor practice.
I think they should.
That'd be so cool.
That actually would.
I feel like
that'd
be a first of its kind. I don't know.
Or maybe just take a friendly scrimmage game with like the college team, and just do a little pickup game out here under the lights. Yeah. Get the fans out here. But that's what we were talking about too. It looks like these guys are having a lot of fun out there, which proves our point. Some of our lobbying that we should have an outdoor game here in Columbus in the near future.
Yeah. So yeah, man. Hey, thanks for playing.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Thank you guys.
All right. So
that was
Jackson. Makes me mad that
when did I win?
You didn't win anything. Neither of us won anything. He actually came on here. He sounded more professional than us.
He
actually won the game fair and square outright. We might have helped him on two questions, but he still met the requirements.
Yeah. Apparently he does the morning announcements for Bexley. So that's why he sounded so taught well.
I'm wondering, did he do the announcements then leave school to come here, or did they just go without announcements today?
Well, his Twitter handle said The Ohio State University, so.
Well, he said he is a senior at Bexley High School, so.
Either way, he was five
probably a future
five.
Buckeye.
He's lying. He's trying to get in the kegger.
Speaking of Buckeyes, we have like a little celebrity cast here that just walked by. AJ Hawk just got off the ice. And it's funny because he's a Buckeye, and he was walking off the ice talking to Jack Johnson, who's, you know, a Michigan alum. So that was an interesting combination.
Yeah it's awesome. There. But, yeah, did a good turnout, man. I mean, this place is getting more and more packed by the minute. I mean, it's crazy. I'm seeing more and more people, like, file in. I'm like, oh, wow, this is going on.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and I have no idea how long practice is still going to be going on for, because, I mean, you know, when we do, like, the open public practices inside the arena, they don't usually last that long, but I think these guys are just having a lot of fun outdoors right now.
Yeah, and not just that. They don't want to go to Boston that quickly, do they?
It's probably worse weather up there than it is here,
I would assume. They are getting snowed in right now. I follow Major League Lacrosse, and their draft is today in Baltimore. They will not be doing it till 5 o'clock tonight, and they were supposed to do it at noon. So they're having really weather issues on the East Coast.
Yeah, some of the
safe travels to everybody going that way.
I think it's weather-related, but they actually moved the Caps and Ducks game earlier to 5 o'clock to try and avoid the weather tonight. So, weather's going to be affecting the East Coast. So hopefully it's not an issue trying to get back here for the game on Monday night against Montreal, but, you know, let's keep our fingers crossed so the weather doesn't snow the guys into Boston.
There's a massive bread shortage.
Yeah, actually, I know that. I got family. I'm originally from Baltimore, and I have family there, and I've seen some of them posting pictures of going in the stores, and the entire bread shelves are empty.
Yeah.
That and toilet paper are the two things that are just flying off the shelves out there right now.
The thing is, the ice and snow will probably be cleared within a day.
Yeah.
Well, in Ohio, yes.
Yeah.
In Ohio, it like.
What was that one picture? I forget what. It was maybe like North Carolina or something. It was like the first.
Atlanta, Georgia. They got like a powder of snow and they shut the city down.
They shut the city down and like the roads were just so congested and there was like a car exploded.
It literally looked like if you watch The Walking Dead and you see the highway scenes in Georgia where all the cars are everywhere and they look like they've fallen apart and have been there forever. Yeah, that was that for powder. Literally, the same amount of snow that the guys make on the ice by the end of a period is what it looked like on their streets, and they shut the entire city down.
It was phenomenal. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it's the people in the South, they don't know the struggle any more than we do. So, well, I don't know. Ohio drivers are kind of bad, though, with the whole ice and everything and the snow. They just don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
I'm not claiming myself as that.
Well, you've got the Battle Cat. I mean, the Battle Cat should be able to handle the snow and the ice.
Rebuilt Battle Cat, nonetheless. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a great turnout. The dads are here. There's some wives here.
They're out there
skating
kids around on the
ice. Yeah, I mean,
there's
a lot of people here. It's
can I be like five for a minute and have one of them hold me from under my arms and skate me around the ice and let me shoot a puck?
That would look weird.
It would look weird, but I would enjoy it. Okay.
Whatever floats your boat, buddy.
I mean, I'm the awkward one that told Josh Anderson last week that he was photogenic or whatever. So.
Yeah, you're.
I'm just all about awkward situations.
You're batting 1,000.
Yeah.
Batting 1,000.
You got to embrace the awkwardness.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what this podcast is, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, it's one big awkward conglomerate of crap.
Sorry for our heavy breathing and our
sniffing. Can that be our new motto? One big conglomerate of awkward crap?
I don't know. I don't really
is
think that's something.
Is a word?
conglomerate?
That's
was
I,
that we were thinking
maybe,
of?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. We say I say conglomerate.
I feel like conglomerate's a word.
I don't know. Either way, I don't think that's going to be the kind of catchphrase that's really going to draw people into listening to our show.
No.
But let's go through a couple more things here. Some upcoming events. We I mean, obviously, Fifth Line 5K tomorrow. We touched on that. Winter Park's going to be open from now until...
I think you have to hop over the boards.
February 22nd. And then let's see, we got the B-Dubs watch party. Matt, you know where that's at tomorrow night?
No, yeah, Delaware.
Ah.
Delanowhere.
Delanowhere, yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to make the trip up to the northern part of Columbus or the outskirts, you can go up there for the Buffalo Wild Wings watch party and watch the guys take on
home
the Boston
of the Ohio
Bruins.
Machine.
No, they're in
not
ODU.
Anymore. Yeah, they're at Ohio Dominican
is
now.
Not Delaware?
No, we don't. They moved to ODU this,
ODU
this year.
ODU is literally just on the other side of the city if you stay on 670.
Oh, and yeah.
That's those
no,
two
okay,
towers,
yeah, no,
buildings
I know,
are right
I know
next
where
to
ODU's
that.
At. They were at Ohio Wesleyan.
They were at Ohio Wesleyan, and now they're moving
that's
down.
That's probably smart.
Yeah, it was right off of 670. Yeah, yeah
that makes sense.
So, yeah, like I said, they got the game on Saturday with Boston. Monday and Tuesday, we have a home-and-home series with the Montreal Canadiens. Looking forward to that one. The Canadiens have been in a bit of a slide. Yeah. By the way, I'm looking behind me, and Hartnell has some crazy shoes on, some white and gray Nikes with hot pink laces and logos
like
on. That's
I love them.
That is stylish.
It's called confidence.
Sorry, I got it's one of those ooh shiny moments. You see bright things, and it instantly distracts you. So, yeah, we got those games coming up. Look forward to those and see how some of these – I mean, obviously we got the young goalie tandem back out again, you know, with Bob's injury coming up. So, see how those guys fare. Guys, any final thoughts?
I'm too cold to be here.
you are a wimp. Dave Metzel will shout you down.
So I guess that means we shouldn't expect Jordan to be out here skating at all during the time because it's going to be warm. Actually, I guess you can work up a sweat, though, while out there skating.
I have – the last time for All-Star Winter Break, or All-Star...
All-Star Winter Break.
Whatever we did last year, I don't remember. I can't. My thoughts are too frozen.
Yeah,
either that or you don't remember
your
it.
Your skating didn't go all that well out here, though, did it?
No, it went great. I didn't fall. I just can't stop.
So the little children in the boards were your
Luis
stop
Mendoza.
Oh, you know how many kids I would go up to and, like, grab them by their shoulders trying to, like, slow down? Because they would get in my way.
Yeah, you're trying to kidnap them. That's what you're trying to do.
I was, yes, that was my goal.
It's like, please teach me how to skate. Teach
I don't
me
know
how
about
skate.
Did I have a point? I don't remember. I just started talking. My bad.
Yeah, anyway. When Jordan's cold, his whole radio demeanor just goes down.
Does. Sorry.
We're all very, very cold and congested
Final,
and sniffly.
Final,
so,
final talking points. Yeah, I got nothing.
I got nothing either. I'm enjoying my time out here. It's away from work for me, and so... I appreciate the Blue Jackets putting this shindig on. This is great, and it kind of gives everybody a kind of a mini outdoor classic feel, so that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, one more thing to point out. If you're listening to this podcast right now, don't know which medium you went about, but you can now find us on the Blue Jackets website and app. If you go to the multimedia tab on the website and go to the CBJ and 30 and more tab, we're there, or on the app, we're in the same CBJ and 30 tab. And now, we are finally on iTunes. You can just search We Are the Fifth Line, and we are on there.
Did I write a review for our podcast on iTunes? Yes. Did I give it 5 stars? Yes.
You know, I may or may not have tried to write a review, but for some reason, I don't remember what the error was. It wouldn't let me do it.
One day I'll graduate to iTunes, but I'm still Team Droid.
But hey, if you are...
my brother
if
still
you
has
do
a Zune.
Listen, really?
Wow.
Dude, Daniel, my little brother still has a Zune, and he still uses it.
Do they
it.
Make those still?
Yeah, I don't know, but he still uses it. And
I'm busting out the old flip phone with the stretch antenna and everything.
You know what? They don't break.
That
they
is
don't.
True.
And they are charged for months on end.
Yeah. Very much.
But, if you do listen to us via iTunes, make sure you write a review and give us 5 stars just because it looks cool when you click on it.
And subscribe to it. The more subscribers, the happier we are, because then we can finally start telling people that we have more than 10 listeners.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully we get more than 10 subscribers or else it's going to make us look really bad.
We have 9.
But do all that. We had a good time here today, didn't we, fellas?
Absolutely,
we
but I'm ready to get warm.
So cold. Me too. I want some hot chocolate, maybe some coffee. I don't know. But thanks for joining us here on the Fifth Line podcast.
Sorry. Thanks for wasting our time and wasting Jersey too. So,
from McPherson Commons in the CBJ Outdoor Practice
at Winter Park, presented by Worthington Industries.
So many sponsors.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on the Fifth Line podcast.